All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, last hour of the week. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Mark Smith joining us now, as he does each week, author of Vast Right-Wing Conspiracy. Mark, how are you today?
Good evening, guys. Another exciting week.
Yeah, it just doesn't stop, does it, Mark?
Stuff has happened.
You know, now, real quick, Mark, just so you know, since you started joining the show, we've had a lot more of these events. Is that like coincidental or what?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure I can claim credit for that, but I hope it helps the ratings, right? I'm sure it does.
There we go.
Thank you for setting all these things up and engineering them behind the scenes.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you know, that's what I try to do. You know, it's very interesting that Donald Trump, recently said about a month ago at an event in New Hampshire, he said, 10 days is an eternity in Trump world, and nothing could be, you know, closer to the truth than that, right? I mean, 10 days in the land of Donald Trump,
yeah.
And we have the passing of RBG, the appointment of the notorious ACB, Amy Coney Barrett, as I like to say, right? We have the president getting COVID. We have a presidential debate, and you can't even keep track of all the other, like, side issues that are within, like, that last 10 or 14-day period. It just, things move so fast.
And now the president has COVID.
And, you know, Mark, really quick, when you think back to the Clinton years, and I know that was filled with Lewinsky and so forth, but that was just for a while. You think the Clinton years, the Bush years, and these years, there was not this lightning fast boom, 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 boom every single day.
Nope.
Was it like that then? I don't think so.
I think it was different. I think the reality is we now have 24/7, right, 365 day media, and I'm not just talking about cable.
No, it's in the palm of your hand now, Mark. It used to be.
Right? I mean, if people forget that, and you know, you go back to 1996, Fox News was not on the air, and really the only talk radio that I was sort of aware of in the mid-90s was really Rush Limbaugh and maybe some local stations.
That's about it.
That's it. No internet, nothing like that. So we're in a much different world now.
Well, and let's face it, Mark, until the iPhone came along in 2008, which was the real the precursor to the smartphone that everybody now has in their hand, prior to 2008, I mean, really, let's think about it. Probably even 2010, by the time a lot of people started to really implement and use a smartphone, it's really only been 10 years that we've had what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. And I think now social media does drive a lot of the narrative. It's like meta news, right? The news becomes the news almost.
Right.
And so even when you don't have actual news, you have news about the news that people are reporting on. And that is also something a little bit new, of course. But yeah, and I also think the other thing is, of course, President Trump is actually doing things. Every day he's doing things.
Yes.
And the other thing is, I think a lot of other presidents over time, they would do things, but you never noticed it. But, you know, Donald Trump wakes up in the morning and he lays out basically his agenda for the day with his tweets. And, you know, he's really an open book. And I think that just, you know, he sends out like 12 tweets on 12 topics, that creates 12 news stories right then and there before he like gets out of bed.
That's right.
And I think all of that allows for, you know, constant news cycling, which is good for the news.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, what is it like for you watching Trump against Biden? Trump is the guy who absolutely reveals everything, and Biden is the guy who hides everything. He's trying to hide all these wackos who are backing him up. He's trying to hide what he will do with the Supreme Court, what he will do with just issue after issue. Hiding Biden versus out there Trump. Have you ever seen such a contrast?
Well, I think to some degree we did see it in 2016 with Trump and Hillary in a different way. I think the one thing about Donald Trump is what he thinks is what he says, right? No one ever thinks that he's saying one thing to an audience in Topeka and a totally different thing to an audience in Orlando. What he says in Orlando is what he's going to say to the world leaders, which is what he's going to say to you.
Yeah.
And there's no concern that he's saying one thing to you and something to somebody else. There's no concern because everything he says is completely public.
Which, by the way, real quick, Mark, that goes against a narrative that the left would have that would say that Donald Trump is always lying, because here's why you know that's not true. There's an old saying in business: if you want to make sure if you never want to remember what you're saying, always tell the truth. In other words, the best way to forget what you're saying is when you lie, because the story always changes. If it's always truthful, the story never changes.
Exactly right. I think what Trump's thinking at any given moment, he's going to say. And I think people find that refreshing. You know, there's an old saying about authenticity, right? You know, people like authentic people. So even if you're not the smartest, even if you're not the best, you know, if you're authentic and open and honest, people want to be associated with you because they can trust you. And I think the one thing about Donald Trump is you know what you're getting.
That's right.
You know, you may not like it, you may love it, you may hate it, but the fact is you know what he is. He's not a surprise. He's authentic. Now, again, you may not like what he stands for, but he's... He is authentic, and you know he's trying to do what you know what he's trying to do. It doesn't mean he always gets it done. It's hard to get things done in Washington with the swamp fighting you. But I think unlike Joe Biden, who you know says one thing and you know he's going to do the other. The reason why he's not going to answer questions about removing the filibuster and you know adding new states and packing the Supreme Court is you know he's going to do it. And yet he's like, oh, I don't want to talk about that. I'm not going to answer that question. Well, you know, because he's trying to hide the ball, and I think people do catch on that and they don't like it.
No, well said. What are your thoughts on what Trump will actually keep accomplishing while he's in quarantine? Because I look at him as a guy that, yeah, he's going to be quarantined, but he's not stopping for any length of time at all. He's going to keep rolling right along.
Well, I mean, one thing he's going to get done is he's going to get a third Supreme Court justice in 4 years.
Yeah. Well said.
So that's an awfully big, you know, if he literally does nothing but sleep and gets Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court, he's won the period, right?
Very well said.
So he's certainly going to do that, and that's going to go very well. I mean, I looked at the 65-page, you know, questionnaire that she filled out and submitted to the Senate this week. Very impressive with her views and her accomplishments. No shock there. So he's going to get that done. He's going to continue to campaign virtually. And I think the biggest thing is this. As long as the president continues to look healthy, sound healthy, and be himself, that in and of itself is a big win, because now that he's got this sickness, if he fights through it and says, see, you know, I can fight through it, so can you, I think that'll be very inspirational to the rest of America.
We talked about that in the first hour today, Mark, and Andy brought that up, and well said, and I think both of you guys are spot on. I think this helps the campaign, doesn't hurt the campaign, despite what some out there might think. I think this is actually a plus. Now, not that we want anyone to have COVID. I wouldn't want it on anyone, but I think Trump's the kind of guy that will turn this into a positive.
Oh, I don't. I think there's any doubt. I think that as long as he comes through it, and I think odds are he will definitely come through this, it's going to be a very positive. Not that, again, you want to get sick to make political points.
Right.
That's not what you want at all, nor does anybody wish that. But this is where we are, and given where we are, as long as the president comes through this, and I suspect he will with flying colors, I think it'll look very good. Now, the other thing is today, the Michigan Supreme Court issued a ruling that basically struck down the lockdown of the Michigan governor.
Good.
So I think that that's another example of what we're seeing, where the COVID story, with the exception, of course, of the president here, is slowly but surely, you know, going away, and we're as we open up this economy. And as you know, that Friday before the election is when the third quarter GDP numbers are released, and they're going to be spectacular when you compare them to the second quarter where the whole economy was shut down. So, again, there's a lot of things that are lined up very well for the president as he goes through the last 35 days before the election. Anything can happen, as, like I said at the start of this, 10 days in Trump land is an eternity, and we're going to have, you know, 3 10-day periods between now and the election, so a lot can happen between now and then. Remember, the Billy Bush tape came out, I believe, October 4th in 2016, so probably there's going to be some more shoes to drop with the Democrats against the president. We just don't know what they're going to be, but...
Real quick, though, Mark, speaking of the economy, because I think that's a really important part as we move forward, do you feel like, because I kind of think this, even in Colorado, yes, we've still got some lockdowns. Yes, we're on this mask mandate, and our governor is just so over the top. He does everything California does, including now he's going to issue a mandate in Colorado that we go all electric on cars the same way California is doing. The guy's a knucklehead. But beside the point, I really feel like a lot of these lockdown states, like even here in Colorado, people are going to get out and start shopping and doing things, so that they're just sick and tired of being locked down. So even if the states don't officially open up, I see them opening up more and more just because people are sick and tired of staying home.
Well, yeah, and also you also have the reality is that people can move, right? I mean, you look at just look at New York City as a simple example of this. All the people that have been leaving New York City and California move into red states. Okay, the last 6 months they've learned a lot of lessons about the kind of government they were living within, and now they're leaving. And you know, there is this sort of, you know, expenditure of funds to go from point A to point B, and there's no doubt that the economy is opening up. Other thing, of course, is people find ways around the rules.
Yep.
They say, okay, well, I have a store here, but now I need to sell food, so they're just going to bring in some food, and they'll sell you know, store items and food. And now they can open up all sorts of ways American ingenuity will get around the rules. And we've had long enough. I think people are starting to figure this out.
I agree.
And, of course, you have political decision-making that just as, you know, the people are going back to school, the kids are going back to school, everything is opening up slowly but surely despite the Democrats' best efforts in their states to try to shut it down because they're terrified that the third quarter data is going to look very positive for the president. And the fact is it's going to look very good for the president when we get to the end of October.
Hey, Mark, I agree that the economy is really going to help Trump. But also, you talked about October surprises. You guys are talking about that. What about a surprise that's just going to last all of October for Joe Biden? I think the president did a great job bringing up Hunter Biden in the debate because a lot of America had not thought about Hunter Biden. We thought about him on the right, exactly, but they didn't think about him on the left and certainly not in the middle. What do you think this story is going to do to Joe Biden? Because it's only going to grow. The details are only going to come out more and more and more.
Well, I think that certainly the Hunter Biden story is not going to change any views on the hard left. So anyone that has already decided to vote for Joe Biden, not going to change.
Agree.
But I do think that what it may cause is some people to, you know, vote for Trump or just decide to vote for nobody. But certainly the hypocrisy of this attack on Donald Trump and the Russia, Russia, Russia gate versus the fact that the Biden family was actually taking millions of dollars from the mayor of Russia, the mayor of Moscow. And you know you can't become the mayor of Moscow without probably the approval of Vladimir Putin. That seems unlikely.
Right.
And that's actually a real connection. And unlike Bo Biden, who, you know, Joe Biden always wants to talk about his deceased son, Bo, who was, you know, apparently, for all intents and purposes, a great guy, you know, he conveniently ignores Hunter Biden. And for obvious reasons, because Hunter Biden's record is not very good, not very impressive. And how the guy made all this money when he doesn't have a very good record, I think there's only one way. It's because his father was the vice president of the United States.
Well, I just think that the difference between the two candidates is immense. With Trump, he always puts us first in every single negotiation around the world. With Biden, he has his own family selling access. Mm-hmm. To the vice president in Ukraine, in Russia, in China, and things like that. I just think it's going to be very tough for him because there's no way Hunter could do that without Joe.
Yeah, and I think it plays into the bigger narrative, doesn't it, guys? The fact that, you know, Joe Biden has been in Washington as part of the swamp for 47 years. So anything he says he is going to accomplish now, like racial harmony and good economics and better tax code or whatever, it's like, why didn't he do this for the last 47 years?
Right.
Especially
well
when
said.
He was the vice president for 8 years with the first African-American president, Barack Obama. Why didn't he do it then? What is going to be different this time? And I think that's very compelling. And the reason why the Hunter Biden issue with the money he got from the Russians and Ukrainians and the like plays into this is because Hunter and Joe Biden made their money from going to Washington, going into politics, and then getting rich. Donald Trump did the reverse. He went into business. He got rich. He had a building on Fifth Avenue. He had his own plane. He had his own helicopter. Then he went into government. And I don't think people have forgotten that distinction between getting rich from government versus getting rich and then going to government.
Well said.
And the Trumps have given up a lot to do what they've done. They didn't need any of this. They were famous. They were rich.
That's right.
They didn't need any of this headache, and they've done it obviously because they love America. There's no other explanation
for it. Exactly right. Well said. Again, Mark Smith, author of Vast Right-Wing Conspiracy. Mark, as always, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again this next week.
Sounds good. Thanks,
Stay safe, sir. Appreciate it very much. All right, let's do this. Bruce Simmons is up next. He is our reverse mortgage professor. If you've got a question on a reverse mortgage, Bruce is your guy. A refi, a new reverse mortgage, whatever it happens to be, Bruce can help you. KLZradio.com or 303-467-7821.
Between the high home values and low interest rates of today's market, you want to call Bruce Simmons now about refinancing your reverse mortgage. Your home value has increased since you first took out your loan. By refinancing at today's low interest rates, you could pull more money out of your house without increasing your loan balance. Convert an even larger portion of the value of your home into tax-free money that you may use however you wish. Plus, as long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, you will never need to worry about making a mortgage payment as long as you live in the home. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, makes a potentially confusing loan program easy to understand. Right now, Bruce can even walk you through the numbers virtually, line by line, from your home computer. Visit klzradio.com/reverse and ask Bruce to run the numbers for you. Find out how much you could benefit from refinancing your reverse mortgage.
All right, let's do this. Save the Children is next. If you want to help save a child's life around the world or our own backyard, it's easy. They do all the work for us. SaveChildrenKLZ.org or call 1-800-570-5155.
Hi, this is Scott Wilder. You've heard us talk about the COVID-19 emergency relief work that Save the Children is doing in this country. You know, Save the Children works in 125 countries around the world, but also works right here at home, especially in times of crisis and disaster. And COVID-19 certainly qualifies as that. Your $100 gift, we've told you, can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. $300 can do that for one child for a month, and $1,000 can do that for one child all the way through the end of this semester. 30 million U.S. school children count on school for more than education, count on school for also their nutrition. Save the Children is standing in the gap and inviting you to do the same. Would you join us? Call 800-570-5155, 800-570-5155, or go to SaveChildrenKLZ.org.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We'll have a special guest join us here in just one moment. The impossible question, though, the answer.
Okay.
Earlier, 18% of people say they would judge you to be a poor driver if you do this. Drive with a pet on your lap. That's the answer.
You know, I think you'd be a bad driver if you had the pet in your lap driving.
Some do.
If the pet was behind the wheel. Have you ever seen...
Some might make it a better driver doing that.
I've seen people... Yeah, that's true. I've seen people who have like these little dogs. The dog is up on the steering wheel.
Yes.
And it just looks like they're driving.
I know. All right. Talk to us about Black Friday, if you would.
Okay. Well, for years, I don't know if you know this, but Black Friday's importance has kind of faded.
Yeah.
And Black Friday used to be the launching point for the entire shopping season.
It was the reason it's called Black Friday, because it's the day a lot of retailers actually finally went in the black on their P&L.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it would add at least about a week's worth of sales right on the bottom line in one day. It would just be boom, a boom, and they take off from there.
That's right.
Right. And so it was looked at as a celebration. The problem is that even before COVID came along, the crowds, the parking
started to wane.
Yeah, people were just kind of like, hey, man, this is not that fun.
Do it online. Now there's Cyber Monday.
Yes, and you always had people fighting with each other. You always had these pictures of people fighting with each other.
Yes,
in the
you
aisles.
Did.
That was actually kind of funny. But the fact is, it was starting to wane. Well, they say that now COVID has killed it. There won't be a Black
Friday. COVID has killed Black Friday.
Pretty much. There won't be much of a Black Friday
this year.
There's
anything I like about COVID, it's that.
Pretty much.
Actually.
You know. But let's get to this.
Because I hate Black Friday, by the way.
Well, I do, too. I've never gone on Black Friday. I avoid it. It's one of the things I just don't do. Yep. And Cyber Monday, of course, is easier. You know, you're at home, whatever. But the thing is, this gets right back to the fact that COVID is killing our economy. And I don't mean COVID. Our response to it is. Our response to it is killing our economy, folks. You cannot put muzzles and space out and distance your customers in an economy that is totally reliant on face-to-face conversations, on people, and on floor space, John. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. And all these people who say, hey, man, the masks and the distancing, they keep us safe. They're going to keep the economy going.
No, it isn't.
No, everywhere they do it, they are destroying the economy.
That's right.
Then
well said.
There's another story right now that basically the Mall of America, you know, up there in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Now, this is also because of the riots and things like that. But I think they had like 17 or 18 retailers. They are just giving them free space until well into 2021 because nobody can pay any bills.
That's going to kill them.
Yeah. But it's not just
I mean, the owners of the mall is going to kill them. This isn't going to kill the retailers, but them.
How on earth can the mall do that? I understand the Mall of America. By the way, I've been there. I don't know if you have.
Mm-hmm. It's I never have.
It's an incredible mall. It's a heck of a place.
Roller coaster and stuff in it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Lots of stuff. It's an incredible place to go. But, John, they're dying. The malls are dying. And you can't look at all these people and say, hey, man, we're going to put muzzles on and space out all your clientele.
Nope.
And they're still going to buy the way they were.
Nope.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Governor Polis, you have got to ease up, or you're going to kill retail here in Colorado.
And bars and restaurants.
Oh, bars and restaurants. What are bars now? 11, 12?
It's 11. And they're going to allow, in Denver at least, they're going to allow the open dining on, you know, the outside patios and stuff through October, which I was talking about the other day. It's already getting cold enough that that's going to kill itself.
That's going to work some days, not work some others. So now, some of the downtown restaurants have those little fire pit type things.
Yeah, but even then, I mean, some people just aren't going to want to sit outside.
No.
It's cold.
Yeah. I mean, geez.
So then what? You just let the restaurant die because you can't even move those folks inside now?
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Other states are smart. Florida's opened it all up. By the way, I don't know if you saw Mississippi. Mississippi just dropped their mask rule altogether.
When are we going to?
Oh, after the election, of course.
Well, here's my prediction.
Polis and these other Western states have all decided to do it after the election. It is completely, they hate their people. They hate the very people who vote for them, and they only want to hurt Trump.
So Colorado, so everybody listening knows, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, California, they're all going to be on the same team.
Yep.
None of them are going to drop the mask order or open business fully until they all do the exact same thing. They're all in this pack. They're all going to follow suit with one another. You can go ask Governor Polis why in the world we are a part of those other three states. He's a knucklehead, but yeah, you're not going to see any changes here until those three do it.
And by the way, to a degree, it's working because the jobs report that just came out, it's good. I mean, we've now got unemployment under 8%, but John, they really are succeeding in holding back, growing the economy. It should be booming right now.
Well, they want to hold it back, and we know that's the reason, or we know the reason why. And that's what's going on. So, all right, let's take a time out. Purefoy Chevrolet is coming up next. They want to help you with all your vehicle purchase needs, including working on your GM vehicle as well. And they can do that at Purefoy Chevrolet. Don't forget, new and used cars. Buy a car this weekend. They'll take great care of you. Mention Rush to Reason. You get a great discount. It's purefoychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for six decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial is up next. Let's make sure that you get to retirement and then can stay in retirement. That's wealth accumulation versus retirement planning, and Al Smith can help you with that. Golden Eagle Financial, find him at klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
As people move toward the last phase of their lives, retirement, they're faced with many decisions, most of which are financial. For some, that can be filled with anxiety and uncertainty. I'm Al Smith, owner of Golden Eagle Financial, and I've been guiding people for many years as they prepare for or make that transition. I will listen very patiently about what you want your retirement to look like before I make any recommendations. In addition to creating the financial elements of a sound retirement plan, I'll share what I've learned from my clients about what they've done to make their final years fulfilling. It involves finding your purpose in retirement. For many, that may include giving back and helping those who need it. Arrange a free consultation with me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, up next, Gino's Auto Service, and that's Gino's with a J. Don't forget, they're a big part of Drive Radio that will be here tomorrow at 10 a.m. as well. But great sponsors of both Rush to Reason and Drive Radio, and they can take care of all your vehicle needs. They've been doing it for 37 years in Littleton. 303-794-6700. Don't forget, it's Gino's with a J, ginosautoservice.com.
For over 37 years, Geno's has been your go-to auto service shop in Littleton for all of your car repair and maintenance needs. This month, take advantage of Geno's engine and cabin air filter special and receive a NAPA $20 gift card. Do you want to breathe better air in your vehicle? Your cabin air filter helps to remove pollen, dust, smoke, and pollutants from the air inside your car. It's recommended to change your cabin air filter once a year in Colorado. Your engine air filter prevents dust, dirt, and contaminants from your engine. With any service, we'll do a free battery check to get you safely back on the road. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers, honoring warranty work you may have had done. Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off for service and pick up when ready. Geno's is a Colorado Select member and conveniently located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Check out Geno's Google reviews or call us with any questions. Visit Geno's online at genosautoservice.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We've got a guest joining us here in just 1 minute. Vince Ellison should be with us shortly, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, though, I mentioned this earlier, but I want to reiterate that Governor Polis, illustrious Governor Polis, has come out and said basically the same thing Newsom said, that, yeah, in Colorado, we are going to go all electric on our vehicles by whatever California said, 2035, I think was the actual date. I didn't look it up because I just heard that and dumb.
This guy is an idiot.
Yes.
Times 10.
Yes.
I mean, I can't. And by the way, he doesn't want us drilling at all when much of our electricity comes from what? Natural gas.
Yep.
So natural gas and coal combined produce a ton of our electricity. Nuclear, which he also doesn't like, produces a ton. And the idea of having solar and wind produce enough electricity for all our cars, insane.
So it's his plan to reduce greenhouse gases, call for more electric cars, cuts to oil and gas emissions, all the things that Andy just said. Yes, that's exactly what he's doing. And I got no words because it doesn't matter anyways.
You know, they just hate science. I mean, they hate science.
I get it. Vince Everett Ellison joining us now. Vince, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
Man, I'm doing great. How you guys are doing?
I should say welcome back, Vince. I appreciate you joining us very much. It's a joy to have you.
Well, man, I'm doing great. I was doing real well a couple of weeks ago until I found out from Black Lives Matter that you guys owe me I'd be a billionaire if it wasn't for you guys. So y'all owe me some reparations, man. I'm calling to get my payment right
now. Hey, Vince,
now.
Seriously, I want to thank you. I want to thank you personally for my entire lifestyle.
Yes, thank you very much.
I didn't have to earn any of it. You probably didn't know that, but we don't have to work. It's great.
I'm coming for your house and your car.
Hilarious.
And then after that, I'll put you in a re-education camp, make you learn critical race theory.
There you go. And by the way, everybody listening, Vince has been with us before. He is the author of The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and America in Their Quest for Power and How We Can Defeat Them. Now, also, though, Biden said he went to a historically black college, Vince.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Joe's trying to do a little cultural appropriation, isn't he? Man, these people are amazing. It's just ridiculous. And what I talk about in my book, when I talk about how black male Democrats see America, the sad thing is, guys, and I know that it's hard for you guys to understand this because it was hard for me to understand it, because we don't walk around in fear.
No.
But these black male Democrats, these guys are beta males, and they actually fear white men. They fear them. You've heard LeBron James say it. He walks around in fear. He feels he's being hunted. You see these guys kneeling, and when they talk about white supremacy and guys like you say, what the heck are they talking about? I mean, I'm not hunting anybody.
Right, right.
I'm not trying to hurt anybody.
Right, exactly.
So, but in their minds, there's a paranoia. They believe that you wake up in the morning time and you sit around your kitchen table with your wife and say, okay, guys, how are we going to screw with black men today?
Vince, can I ask you something? Do you think that LeBron actually feels any of that, or do you think he is simply trying to instill more fear in those who would listen to him?
Great question.
It's an amazing thing to watch. I've been around them enough to really believe they believe it. And
wow.
Because you'll see how they act, that you can kill 1,000 black men in a city. 1,000 black men can kill 1,000 black men, right? But as soon as one white man does it, it's almost like the bubonic plague gets in the city, right? You can deal with cancer, and you can deal with heart attacks, But when the bubonic plague hit, it was all God's plague, and it shut everything down. Because they are so fearful of white violence to this day, if they see just a smidgen of it, they lose their mind. And so what do? They hire, and white liberals say, we are here to protect you from these white men. So they want to get old, decrepit Joe Biden to protect them from conservative white men who actually mean them no harm.
Well said.
But they keep this going and keep this going and keep this lie going. And my book talks about the cognitive dissonance involved in it, the Stockholm Syndrome, and that they want white men to somehow or another make them feel safe, to make them feel that they are no longer going to hurt them. And it's nothing you can say. You can say it 1,000 times, man, I don't want to hurt you. Mm-hmm. I love you. The liberal is going to tell him he's lying to you.
Yeah.
The first chance he gets, he's going to kill
him. Well, and we heard Joe Biden we heard Joe Biden in the debate talk about Antifa just being an idea. Just an idea.
Yeah. He's crazy. This fear, see, this is what happened. Okay, if you go to the Brown versus Board of Education, a lot of people don't know this, so I'm getting ready to blow your minds. Hold your head together because your mind's going to be blown. The NAACP was the plaintiff in the case. They ruled that they found that by the time the case was over, that all the schools had become equalized down south. The buildings, the curriculum, everything.
Okay.
So the NAACP had to find a way to get these schools integrated. Guess what they did? They bought about the results of Dr. Kenneth Clark's Dahl test. And Kenneth Clark's Dahl test said that black children felt inferior to white children. And the NAACP used black inferiority as a way to get schools integrated in America by saying that separating white children from black children made black children feel inferior, and that to get black children to feel equal, they had to set them aside white children. The NAACP said that blacks were inferior. It was not white people. The NAACP introduced evidence to the Supreme Court that proved that black people were inferior. That's how black people see black people. White people didn't say it. Black people said it. And we have always been the ones that have said it. Even now, black people talk about white supremacy. We talk about systemic racism. We're the ones that say it to our children. It's not you guys saying it, unless there's some type of white liberal that's somehow benefiting from it. We are the ones that are lighting the fires of our own destruction, because no other race does it.
Yeah.
Jewish people don't do it. Hispanics don't do it. Asians do not do it. The people from the migrated from India don't do it. It's only black people.
Along the lines of what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, but in some other cultures, and I'll just use an example, the Asian culture, for example, they would never say what you just said. In fact, in certain circles, they will say that they're better than the rest of the races that are out there.
You're exactly right. Amy Chua, in her book about the tiger moth, said the same thing. She said that the biggest problem, that the saddest thing that's happened in America, is that not that the white people look down on black Americans, the black people look down on themselves. That's the biggest problem. And this is what we're not fixing. Barack Obama, these are the children of Barack Obama. Think about it. Barack Obama started running for president in 2006. He won the presidency in 2008, but he started running in 2006.
That's true.
That was 14 years ago. 14 years ago. And if you got a guy that's 25 years old, he was 11 years old at that time.
That's true.
His whole political ideology is Barack Obama. And what did Barack Obama do the last 2 years he was in the White House? He trashed his country on account of race. And he was given an order to put black people back on the plantation, that we could not be allowed to believe that America had finally given up his racism. So Barack Obama, the hero of black America, started saying the racism was in our DNA. Eric Holder said, of all things racial, we are a nation of cowards. He started trashing Trump, calling him a racist, and they all, with one voice, said America was a racist nation, a racist nation. And these children and these young people are their children, and they're burning the country because of it.
Well said.
Hey, Vince, do you think there's something even more sinister going on here, in that some of the black left-wing leaders are trying to create a self-fulfilling prophecy? And here's what I mean. They call white people racist. White people are racist. White people are racist. And then what they do is instill in the black community a fear and an anger toward white people. And here then you have white people who get their try to reach out, and they get their hands slapped again and again and again. And you're going to create, amongst a number of white people, anger. retribution,
yes,
racism. Yes. And so you're going to have white people who are basically angry at black people because they're getting slapped down and talked down so many times. Do you think that some of these black leaders are trying to create white racism?
Oh, yes. They are poverty pimps. They benefit from this greatly. If they run for re-election, knowing, like Jim Clyburn, for instance, been in the same district 27 years. The district has been the poorest, most crime-ridden, most ill-educated district in South Carolina. If he cared about his people, he would say, look, obviously I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to let somebody else take over. That's what an honorable man would do. But this is what they want because it keeps them on top. And this is one of the fallacies and one of the tragedies of black leadership. We were trained into this on the plantation. They always had a group of people who maintained their power by keeping the rest of the black community down. And they and these people graduated to the top of the pyramid by being the best sellout. So the Iron Triangle, most black preachers, most black politicians, and most black civic organizers are just the greatest and the best sellouts in the black community because these white liberals choose people. Affirmative action, for instance. Let's think about it for a moment. Everybody wants to argue affirmative action is good. Affirmative action is insane for one basic reason. Forget reverse racism. Forget that. Affirmative action is crazy because you are giving the government, which black people say are racist, and white Americans, which black Democrats say are racist, you're giving them the power to determine what black people excel in America.
True.
Who do you think they're going to choose? Well, not for that. They're going to choose the people they're comfortable mm-hmm. with. They're going to choose Uncle Tom. They're going to choose the guy that licked their boots. And that's why, with 50 years of affirmative action, we're still down at the bottom. We haven't moved anywhere. They got an opportunity. That's like Hitler getting an opportunity to decide which Jew is going to move up in South Nazi Germany. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It was ridiculous, yep. But we fell for it. And the country fell for it because they knew they were going to get only their tokens to move up. And black people have this thing called connected faith, thinking that one made it, we all made it. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Vince,
I've never lost that debate.
Let me ask you a question here. Let's look forward for a moment, okay? Do you think that because of people like you and great books like The Iron Triangle, by the way, I saw you also talking about it on Fox News. You were awesome. Way to go.
Yep, good stuff.
And do you think because of some great black conservatives reaching out and because of the things that Trump has done in the black community, do you think some of the polling numbers we are seeing for Trump in the black community are real? Is he really rising up into the teens and so forth in the black community?
Yes, I have no doubt because Donald Trump is the first president to really talk to the black community since Abraham Lincoln. I did it in 1865. The GOP should be ashamed of itself for what it's done to the black community, and that's why I'm no longer a Republican, because I saw how they would not go in. You know, it's like there's a disease going on, and you have the cure, but you refuse to share it. We know what the cure is to making it in America. First, you get yourself a job, and you become so prolific at it that regardless of your color, people come and buy whatever
right.
you sell them.
That's right.
If you're a doctor,
that's right.
lawyer, HVAC man, mechanic,
well
your
said.
Color won't matter.
That's right.
That's the first thing. Second thing, if you're a Muslim, Jew, or Christian, whatever your religion, you project it to the hilt, and you'll be a good man. And the third point, arm yourself with knowledge for the wise man and a gun for the fool. See, people like you and I
don't like
understand
that.
these beta male Democrats, because we know as long as we got our 38 in Jesus Christ, ain't nobody going to put their damn hands on us. We know that. But these people walk around so afraid and so intimidated that they voluntarily give up their God and their Bible to their enemy. And we look at it and we don't understand it. You don't understand it and I don't understand it. That's why I wrote this book, to try to explain it. You have black men say they're being hunted by the police, say that they are being shot at and hunted by gangs. But what do? They elect politicians that say they're going to take their guns away, and they voluntarily hand their firearms over. They say they believe in Jesus, but they are vocal politicians that say you can't pray in school. We're going to stop your child from being educated in his religion and his culture. And they vote for them. So they hand over the two things that protect them in life to make that enemy feel safe. It's ridiculous, but they see it getting them nowhere. But that's the analysis of people like LeBron James and these big old strong NFL football players who are out there begging white people.
Vince, answer me a question. This is something I've been wondering for a while now, and I talk about it on the show some, but I've yet to wrap my head around this. Why do so many professional athletes, and a lot of them are black because they're extremely talented. They are far better than a lot of the white players in their positions. That's why they're so good and talented and make the kind of money that they make. But why is it they are so much on the side of the left, which is the very side that, especially when it comes to football, would love to just see that entire sport shut down? Let's face it, the left thinks that football is barbaric. They don't want these guys playing at all. There's a ton of people out there trying to push to have the high school end of things, eliminated, move that even into college. So why is it that they're so much on the side of the very folks that want to put them out of business?
Well, two things, two reasons. Number one, a lot of their owners are leftists. They're very rich, but they support Democrat Party politics, and they vicariously live through their athletes. They tell their athletes to do this because their athletes work for them.
The
same
way
that the leftists always use athletes. They use Muhammad Ali. They use Michael Sands. They use these guys, and then they just shoo them away. Secondly, we have this thing in the black community that we're dealing with. WB Du Bois talked about it. He called it the talented tent. We have a lot of elitism in the black community, so you have a lot of black people that have become successful. And then you say, well, if you're successful, can't this black guy be so successful? Mm. They'll say, no, I'm special.
Mm.
So these athletes are special people, as we all know. They are. They're very good at what they
right.
do. But when they go back to their communities and go back to their families, everybody's poor.
Gotcha.
And so the families are telling them, you're special, but we're poor because of white racism. See, we could have what you have if white people weren't racist and holding us down. So what do you say to them? Do you go back to your whole family and say, no. Y'all don't have what I have
gotcha.
Because you're lazy and you don't want to
gotcha.
Work. You don't do that. So you say, yeah, you're right. And then you accept it. Now think about how these guys are accepted and how they're lionized and loved in the black community now for standing up for the poor black people. As opposed to saying, no, you need to go out there and get to work like I did and hone your skills like I did.
Yep.
Da, 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 da. They'll get run out of town.
Yeah.
So if
well
you
said.
Wanna be if you wanna be accepted,
yep.
if you wanna be a popular, you go back and tell the people, I'm good at what I do and I'm gonna fight for you. They'll be yeah. So they use their celebrity to say, look, I was lucky. I was given a gift. God gave me something that he didn't give you, but I'm going to come back and help you. And then, of course, their owners, most of these guys are leftists. Y'all know who these guys are. They're leftists.
Yep.
And they are using their athletes to press their political agenda forward.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Vince, it's always a joy having you. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll have you back again in the future. Where do folks buy the book, Vince?
They can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and they can go to my website, IronTriangleBook.com.
Perfect.
This book tells you how the left is using race to divide black and white Christians. And if we start talking to one another, you guys, if we start telling everybody about the love of Jesus Christ and how you cannot be a Christian and be a victim, you cannot be a Christian and live in condemnation. If we just know that we love one another, as I tell everybody, I can only control what I can control. I love you, but I cannot make you love me. But I love you, and like my daddy said, if you don't love me, you better not die.
Well said.
We have to love each other.
Good stuff.
And I love you guys, so y'all call me back.
Appreciate it, man. We'll have you back, Vince. I appreciate it very much. Have a great weekend, sir.
All right,
man. Love you, man. Have a great weekend. Vince Ellison, again, the Iron Triangle. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. Make your kitchen the enchanted place of your home. It's easy. Just go to klzradio.com.
Transform your kitchen into a place where you and your guests want to be. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens loves hearing from their clients once they start enjoying their new space. They hear all the time that people start cooking more often, spending more time in the kitchen. Your kitchen becomes the place where kids and grandkids naturally gather to chat. All of those little details, which you and the Enchanted Kitchens design team plan out so thoughtfully ahead of time, work together to create a space that feels comfortable and inviting, so everyone gravitates toward the kitchen more often. Many clients even say they spend more time at home because they enjoy their houses more. Your kitchen becomes the place where you and your guests want to be. You have time to transform your kitchen before the holidays, but you need to begin now. Mention Rush to Reason for a free in-home design consultation. KLZradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. If you want to pay for that kitchen, Kurt has the way to do that for you. 720-895-0500. Again, 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Flesh and Beck, yes, they can take care of all of your needs legally speaking. You've been involved in an accident. The insurance company's not doing what they should. You're not getting the answers you need. You're not getting your medical bills paid. Whatever it happens to be, Kevin can help you. 303-806-8886 or find him at fleshlawfirm.com.
You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesh.
You know, I have some really hard conversations and conversations that I don't expect some days relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves. But at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances. And it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
You know you ought to take a second look at your home and auto insurance because premiums keep going up, but you haven't set aside the time. Let Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts help you for free. Make one free phone call today to review your plan. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And the other night in the debate, there's so many things that were going on there, and I appreciate a lot of you, you know, fact-checking and looking at things. Joe sent me this the other day that, you know, Biden, in a speech the other day, claimed that the U.S. military has experienced 6,114 deaths from COVID. The actual number is 7.
Well, it's almost right. I mean, he's pretty close.
Even Joe the other night was talking about how many COVID deaths there were in the military, and you know what Trump hasn't done to protect our military men and women from COVID and this, that, and the other. And the reality is we've had 7. Now, keep in mind that the biggest reason why a lot of those men and women, those young men and women in the military haven't died from COVID, even if they've gotten COVID, is because of what I just said. They're young.
They're young and healthy.
They're healthy. They're physically fit. They have to be or they wouldn't be in the military. So given all of that, yeah, it's no wonder there's only 7.
Do you think he was mixing up cases and deaths?
With Joe, who knows?
Joe mixes up everything, so yeah, I guess so just throwing it
possibly,
out there.
Possibly, yeah, possibly. It could be there's 6,100 cases in the military. I don't know.
Is that true, by the way, that his eyes look dilated?
His eyes the other night looked funky. I don't know what was going on with them, but yes, they looked funky. I kept saying that the whole night. In fact, I almost texted you and said, what in the world is wrong? I'm being dead serious.
No, I know. Cause
I almost texted and said, what is wrong with his eyes?
Because we were texting some things back and forth, but we never went into the eyes.
I almost asked you, what is with his goofy eyes? He did not look right.
No, but he sounded on point. Didn't I predict he would have a good night? because Chris Wallace would carry him across the finish.
I still think he had a wire as well. There's others out there that think, like me, that think he also had one.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I would give you $100 to say he had a wire, because I'm pretty sure he did.
You should just give me $100.
I could.
I'm good for it.
You probably are, actually, but I think he had a wire.
Too many things on point
to not have a wire. He's not that sharp.
No, I mean,
granted, he had a lot of practice. I get that.
He did, because he was shutting down his days at like 10, 12 in the morning, and Trump was going all day.
Yep.
So all he was doing was practicing for this. But did he have a wire? Possible.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Nothing would.
Okay, speaking of wires, how do I incorporate this? Your car talks to each other a lot through wires from all the different computers that are on it.
Well done.
Sometimes those computers get out of whack and they don't want to talk to each other. And you get these really wild diagnoses from shops and even sometimes the dealership that say you need all sorts of stuff that frankly you may not need any of. And right now, Extreme Auto Repair has a free second opinion.
And that way your car won't say you've got, you know, thousands of deaths instead of seven.
Exactly. There you go.
You want your car to be accurate.
Go to klzradio.com. Get a 15% off discount by mentioning Rush to Reason. It's that simple. Go to klzradio.com.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And I think next week's movies, yes, I'm going to announce it.
We're
going to have to figure out how to actually say this, but I just Googled Asian movies and I got popular Asian people movies.
Okay.
So next week's movies will be Asian people-themed movies. Okay? Doesn't have to be a theme. I mean, you know, what we're getting at is, for example, take one of the spy movies that may have been overseas in Shanghai or in Hong Kong or Singapore, i.e. one of the Mission Impossibles.
Sure.
That would fit that particular movie theme.
Look, the simple fact is, John, many of my favorite all-time movie characters were played by Asians.
Likewise. So we're going to talk about that next
week. Let's honor that.
Okay, so we're going to honor that next week. So that'll be our movies next week. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your night. Don't forget the first hour replays next. Otherwise, I'll be back tomorrow morning, Fix It Radio at 9 o'clock, followed up by Drive Radio. Have a great weekend, though. This is Rush to Reason. Andy, myself, and Charlie signing off. KLZ 560.